Why don't you beat up and cry?
Beat up and cry.
Why don't you beat up and cry?
Beat up and cry.
Beat up and cry.
Beat up and cry.
Hey everybody, this is Rod and Denise from the Listening Party Podcast.
And if you want to listen to a podcast with a dude who made a baby cry and a dude who's about to have a baby,
then you're in the right place. This is All Talk with Kalo and Bills.
I wish they would bring that back. Like, what?
They don't have it anymore?
No, there's not cartoons Saturday morning.
Dude, I don't even turn the TV
like
on.
Like, even Cartoon Network is live
news.
Action drama.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, it's news.
God, hey, that CBS Sunday morning show, it's all right, man.
It's okay.
I like the Sunday morning news. It's a good show.
Holy shit, dude. What if Cartoon Network is to say fuck you to all the kids? Put on the news from 6 a.m.
Brian Williams.
From 6 a.m. to noon.
It's not, not even catering to kids at all. No, it's like grown-up news, man.
Ticker.
Yeah, little stock market shit's going on around
this
the world.
This week in finance.
Yeah.
It's finance news. It's not even like news.
Kids like, what the fuck Looney Tunes was just on?
It's not even catch you up with what's going on in the world. It's all finance.
It's all finance. 5:30 a.m. Looney Tunes. 6 to noon. Finance.
6 to noon. The whole block.
Only
I love
on
that.
Saturdays.
Only on Saturdays. Cartoon Network. Fuck Adult Swim. Like, who's this for? You know what I mean?
No, for real. The wise guess so
just
high.
Straight up. Straight up finance.
We need these kids to start learning this shit now.
Yeah.
So
you
they
never
don't get
know.
Fucked
yeah.
like we did.
Seriously. That would be good, man. Like, Saturday morning program. It's like, all right, kids, this is a checkbook.
It's time to learn how to do your taxes.
Yeah. Here's budgets and, you know, fucking federal income. Medians and all that
song,
shit.
Like songs about it.
Yeah, right, songs. And then a tenth of the money that you make
goes to Jesus. What?
Well, yeah. And then the rest the government will take. Yeah, we'll do all that shit. We'll do it. No, Cartoon Network will do that.
Yeah. Schoolhouse Rock already kind of do that kind of stuff?
Barely. Right. I mean, not like, I mean, they're just telling you how like bills were made.
Well, yeah, what was it? Mostly procedural?
It was like Sherlock and shit, like CSI.
Law and Order.
Yeah,
it's a procedural.
It was a procedural.
School of Rock. Law and Order, CSI,
School of
Rock.
Rock, yeah.
It's all the same thing. Yeah, Schoolhouse Rock.
Dude, Schoolhouse Rock. No, dude.
Schoolhouse Rock. Yeah.
Dude, every episode, did it have the same little kid, didn't it? I don't remember.
Kid did it.
I don't think so. I think there was just little vignettes, man. I think
it was
like
random kids.
Little singing song things.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, it was like CSI New York, CSI Miami. Yeah, you know, a different team. But
okay.
It was like a procedural.
Okay.
Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, the SVU. Like, they talk about, like, the fucking and stuff. And then they had specific School of Rocks. They talk about specific parts of the whatever they talk about.
Yeah, fucking or whatever.
Yeah, fucking shit.
Yeah, it's procedural.
Well, hey, I'll be damned.
No, dude, those procedurals are pretty nuts, though. No, for real. Sherry watches them all the time. All the different.
That's it. It had nothing to do with fucking Schoolhouse Rock, man. That wasn't procedural at all. We went along with the joke and everything. It was like, now I can talk about my shit.
Son of a bitch. So you guys talk about procedural?
Jesus, dude.
I feel that.
Do your bit.
I was just going to say, man, that Mentalist, man.
Yeah.
It's an all right show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like. No, I was just going to say.
Do the bit.
No, I was just going to say, I think it's weird how when they get they finally catch up with the criminals, and it seems like it's like that in all the shows that are procedural that I've seen.
Yeah.
is that as soon as they fucking sit him down, they like, okay, I'll talk.
Let me explain.
Yeah, let me tell everything.
Yeah.
I was like, motherfucker, you just fucking giving it all out?
Yeah. Haven't got you on shit yet.
Yeah. And you're just like, yeah. Let
your lawyer show up, motherfucker. I'll tell you everything.
Let me move the story along for you.
Yeah.
I felt like boop.
I'm beating boop. Up and I'm crying.
A boop.
I'm talking about boom.
Boop, boop, boop. Boop, 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 boop,
it's all about posture.
It's all about posture.
Do you guys ever do yoga? Not like do yoga, but like put on a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing to do.
Every like month and a half.
Yeah. That's about how often I exercise in general.
Yeah, I'll get like an idea in my head. I'll be like, dude, I'm gonna do some yoga. Yeah.
All the time.
Stretch it out.
It feels really great too, but for that whatever day? Reason.
Why every day? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hassle.
Yeah. I got shit to do.
Yeah. Yoga. I'm trying to masturbate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I only got so many hours in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
That girlfriend's going to be home soon, or I got to go to work or whatever. Can't be beaten off every day. What? Yoga.
Yoga.
I can't be beaten off every day.
Yeah. With yoga.
No problem. Yeah. With yoga. Yeah. Yoga, man, gives you stamina.
There's got to be a better way.
With yoga, you can beat off every hour of every day. Who gives a shit? Who's counting? Who's keeping track?
Who's counting how many times you're beaten
yeah,
off?
Yeah, seriously. Because if they are weird, yeah get them out of your life.
They're the problem, not you.
If you got somebody that's not you, that's counting how many times you're masturbating a day, get them out of
there. The answer to how many times you're masturbating a day is not nearly as troublesome, no matter how high that number is, as the fact that there's somebody, an outside party,
counting. Yeah. They're just
keeping a record, keeping a ledger.
Yeah. You come out of the restroom and they're like, did you just poop?
You beat off in the restroom in your own home?
In my home?
In your home.
Who cares?
Hold on. You're going to go to my home and beat off in the restroom?
Right. Write it. If there's anywhere, I'm going to beat off.
If you don't let me in, I'll do it in the hallway.
I'll be on the stairway. You about 4 steps down. You walking down, taking the trash. I say, whoop. Foot slips off that. Said, what was that? Oh, this is where Kitty beat off last week and a half.
Who's counting?
Who's counting?
Who's counting?
Beating off and counting.
Beating off and beating off and beating off and counting.
Beating off and counting.
3 steps down. Whoop. Was that Curly? Whoop, 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 whoop. Curly?
3 steps down. So you're not, you didn't get caught. You're just left it.
I left it.
Little puddle to slip on.
You know.
A week and a half, it's still slippery.
You better believe it.
It's going to evaporate, dude.
That shit's dense.
It's dense and it's extra wet.
It's extra, dude. It's extra slippery, man.
I come extra wet.
Extra, dude. I come extra every time.
Well, even when it dries up, it can still be slippery if there's like a little powder, you know?
Someone spit on it before.
This episode's getting gross.
There's a little morning condensation in there.
I know they're going to be singing about beating off in this episode.
A couple times.
But now we're going to do a segment about cum density.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with it.
Early morning hours.
Huh?
Early morning hours, dude. You get that little condensation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Precipitation in the air.
A little frost on top.
Yeah.
Frost the tip.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
That's where it gleans.
At first.
Gleams? Gleans?
Gleans.
Gleans.
Glean is glistens? Like glean is like retaining knowledge from a thing.
Glistens.
That's what it gleans.
That's when it really starts.
Yeah,
that's when that cum really starts.
Yeah,
to
trying
to
glean it becomes self-aware. Yeah, dude.
You trying to glean this cube?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Motherfuckers, balls are cubes.
Gleaming the cube though. Is a fucking underrated movie.
Let's go there.
If you look at fucking Rotten Tomatoes, I'm not going to look it up, but it's a very bad score. And it is about a fucking...
It's a bad scoring system.
It is.
I'll just give that to Rotten Tomatoes overall.
Did you think?
I get what they're doing, but I think overall they're giving hard grades to shit that's credit.
It's like they have to decide whether the review is positive or negative.
Right.
And then the percent of reviews that they decide are positive are the number that you see.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess that's okay.
They don't take enough consideration of when it came out. Who's watching this movie?
Most of the movies they give high scores to are decent, at least. A good majority.
They don't have any shitty ones.
There are a lot of movies that they give bad scores to
that are better than what
they score. Right. For sure. Yeah.
What'd they give Twilight? Just give me that one, man. Let me get a gauge on them.
The first Twilight movie.
Yeah, first Twilight. Give me a gauge, man.
That 48%.
Okay. Oof.
So
50-50.
That's pretty correct.
That's right on for Rotten Tomatoes. Give me Hunger Games movie.
84%? In my mind, there's zero difference in quality.
There's no difference between Twilight
and Hunger Games.
No difference.
Zero difference in quality.
We're talking about two pretty okay, shitty adult.
There might be a difference in quality in the books.
In the books, right.
But in the movies, zuh-uh.
Zuh-uh.
Zoe.
Zoe.
Zoe fucking way, dude.
Zoe Deschanel. They ain't nothing.
Zoe God damn it.
There ain't no difference.
There's no difference.
No.
Back to Gleaming the Cube.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and see what this guy.
Yeah, give me that, dude. It better be 75%.
How... 29.
Whoa!
First of all, it's got the original title, which is A Brother's Justice.
Weird.
But that makes sense.
That's a working title? What the
that's
fuck
a
is
horrible
that?
Title, yeah, but it's no. It gives away the movie. Gleaming the Cube's a cooler movie. A cooler title
cooler
for
name,
the movie.
For sure.
It does deserve a better score than 29%.
Yeah.
I think Christian Slater alone, just him being in a movie, should get... And he's an entertaining guy to watch.
And then let me tell you, like, Tony Hawk, Rodney Mullins.
Yeah.
These guys were skating in that movie.
In that movie.
That should give it a couple extra.
In 1989 when no one really gave a shit.
No one gave a shit about skating.
And
much less this level of skateboarding.
The weirdest scene in this movie is at the beginning when for some fucking reason they have a friend who has an airplane.
Right.
And they just fly around in an airplane.
No big deal. Yeah.
For no reason. And then they go cause trouble in their
place. Later on, and then skate in like abandoned housing projects.
All of a sudden... His brother's found dead in a hotel room.
A Brother's Justice.
And then he goes out to find a Brother's Justice on his skateboard.
A Brother's Justice.
His skateboard comes into play way a lot in that
way
movie.
Too much,
I'll give him that, but 29% is harsh.
For
There's
sure.
There's only 7 votes, though. I bet we could put one vote in for 100 and bring it back up to a cool 40.
Just 50. Cut out Rodney Mullen skating.
Yeah.
Why?
Just cut him out. That will get a higher score than what this movie should have got.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's going off. He was Rodney Mullins was a skateboarder who was, I mean, like, I look at him nowadays and I'm like, motherfucker, Asperger's autistic almost. You know what I mean? He's got some mental shit where he can't socially get along with anybody.
He's not one of the Dogtown fellas, right?
No. He was right after that.
Okay.
He got inspired by those guys. He came out after that and did those little Flatland, you know, they had like a Flatland course.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Rodney Mullen, he invented fucking kick flips and fucking heel flips and 360 flips and fucking dark slides and Casper slides and fucking all that shit. Rodney Mullen's invented that shit. Had no idea that other people were doing ollies and shit like that. He was just in his driveway. Like, he's a genius, man. He's like a legitimate, like, classical pianist. Like, motherfucker, like... studied.
And he's in Gleaming the Cube.
He's in Gleaming the Cube. Just fucking going off in a fucking abandoned fucking housing project. Just fucking freestyling and going off. That alone gives you more than fucking whatever they...
29%.
Rodney Mullen's a genius.
How about Rad? One of my favorite movies of all time.
Fuck off with it. Yes.
Rocking 0%.
What?
But here's the thing that happens Bori on Rotten Laughlin? Tomatoes. We've got 5 critic ratings for a total of 0%, 3.2 out of 10.
Tell me what the audience.
The audience Okay, so for some reason, the critic ratings have a 10-point scale. And on that 10-point scale, their rating average rating is 3.2 out of 10. The user, and there's only five they're counting there.
Okay.
User ratings, you know how many they're counting? 6,925 user ratings with an average rating of 4.2 out of 5. That's the same as 9.4 out of 10.
Right.
Okay? So this is what this is how fucked. One of these numbers is always right on the Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
This one's not right. The other one is.
Right.
And I'm going to take the one with the 6,925 people.
Over the five
that
people.
That said, this movie is a fucking awesome fucking movie.
It's great.
There's nothing bad about that movie. Nothing.
Especially,
I took it to my kindergarten class and we watched it in class. Even the part where he says, you over-rotated. No shit.
Yeah.
Even that fucking part. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Nobody got in trouble or anything.
Everybody loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
So good. And Lori Loughlin and that dude. If you like the song Send Me an Angel, you'll love that song after this movie.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's the best.
Bike dancing?
It's the best Send Me an Angel
fucking bike dancing,
I was
going to
say like music video or appearance in a movie.
Oh, no.
Any use of that song will never live up to that scene.
Never,
if
ever.
If you've never seen Rad from 1986,
what is that about?
See it.
What's
it about?
Yeah. It's about BMXing, dude.
It's about BMXers.
It's about pulling
nobody's
the mattresses
brother dies,
and size.
There's no justice.
No.
There's like a cop they fuck with, and that's pretty much
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and he's
there's a
dick.
Race at the end.
Fuck him.
But it's so much fun, and it's awesome.
Lori Loughlin, brother.
Lori fucking Loughlin, dude.
I'm talking about Uncle Jesse's wife.
Yeah. Uncle
Those
Jesse's
two beautiful
wife
kids.
Bike danced with the
bike. Dance on them.
I don't know
him.
Who the main character is.
What is a bike dance?
It's I'm couple gonna have to watch a scene now. They dance.
They're tapping back tires and fucking over rotating on the
We're
fucking
gonna watch
handlebars.
If you're listening to our podcast,
Send Me an Angel.
Get on fucking YouTube. Type Rad. Send Me an Angel right now. Let me make sure.
Right now, dude. Pause.
I didn't even have to finish typing it, and that shit came right up.
I'm crying. I got one thing I can think of. Like,
I heard you've been talking about hospital food.
Yeah, no, that's it, yeah.
Hospital food?
Dude, yeah, because I was there. From Tuesday night to Saturday afternoon.
Saturday. When did Sherry go into labor?
All right, let's see. We get there Tuesday, and then they give her some sort of medicine. Or, I don't know, like a shot or something to soften the cervix.
Wait.
To make it open up.
Like 3 a.m. or
no,
something?
No. This was Tuesday night, so we get there around 7, so it happened.
So this was before...
Before what?
She wasn't in labor.
No, they were trying to induce labor. Yeah, they were trying to induce labor.
Because it was
going
on too long. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha,
I mean,
gotcha.
Like, okay, she was supposed to give birth on the due date was Sunday.
So
this was Tuesday.
Got it.
A couple days
later. And
they
were like, okay, we need to do something.
Yeah, because he was measuring up to be about 10 pounds.
Sheesh.
Anyway.
The fuck?
What was that?
I don't know.
The spirit.
Are you just being proud?
No.
You gonna cry, man?
No, I need something to drink.
It's a beautiful baby, man.
Yeah, he's cute. He's a cute kid.
What the fuck were you talking about?
He was like, he's measured up to be about 10 pounds, so that's why they wanted to hurry up and induce. So we get there Tuesday night, and then the stuff for the cervix. And then
soften the cervix.
I
know all about it.
So that started around like 8 o'clock in the evening,
yeah.
And then 5 o'clock in the morning she wakes up and the water breaks.
Yeah.
So she's like, "All right, so they're not gonna have to give the Pitocin to induce labor." So basically, all day we're waiting, and then there's like a lot of stuff happens.
Yeah.
I mean, this, like, so yeah, I'm we wake up at like 5 a.m. because of this. So yeah. Wednesday.
You're in the hospital.
Right? In the hospital. Wednesday, waking up at, in the hospital already.
You're sleeping in the hospital.
Sleeping in the hospital from Tuesday night. Okay. Waking up at 5 a.m. like, oh, you know, water broke. So, okay. So all day. I don't even remember what order a lot of this stuff happened, but she had an epidural and then it wore off and she was feeling like a lot of pain.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so she had to get another epidural and then that wore off. And then, like, basically, it was a long day. And around
the whole time they're trying to get the baby
yeah,
going?
Yeah, yeah,
trying to get the process.
Yeah, I think, yeah, somewhere in between there they start giving her Pitocin too.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's about 8 o'clock at night and we're like, you know, winding things down, like, hey, let's just, it's not going to happen now, you know?
Yeah.
And so around, 8 or 9 or something, I fall asleep. And then I hear, like, the next nurse, you know, because their shifts change every 12 hours. He comes in or whatever, but I was like, I'm just going to sleep. And then all of a sudden, 10 p.m., it's like, oh, you know, this is going to happen now. I was man, I wasn't, I was like, I
you
thought
said it, 10 p.m.?
10 p.m. on Wednesday.
You're just now dozing off.
I'm dozing off, yeah. So
woke up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn. So I was thinking, no, we're going to deal with this early in the morning or something. I can nap a little, but no. So this is going on right now. So she was like, the guy's like, all right, we're going to start pushing in a little while, but you wait. And then, you know, we're going to wait till midnight, you know, to start pushing. He said, okay. But then, like, half an hour passes.
Yeah.
And then my wife is all like, no, I can't wait anymore. So, okay, we're going to start pushing then. So for, like, 2 hours, pushing. There's a lot of popping peas. Pop. Anyway, for like two hours, she's pushing.
So what time is this? Where she's like, I'm going to go?
This is where the time like gets 11? Fuzzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's midnight. Probably right before midnight.
Yeah.
Like there's a part where I'm thinking, all right, he's going to be born, you know, on the 27th, you know?
Yeah.
But then like all of a sudden midnight, he's like, no, it's not going to happen. And it's probably like a little after midnight, 12:30. And then she's like, you know, I can't do it anymore. And like, we look, there's no progress the way he's like positioned, you know?
Right.
And so he's not coming
out.
He's
not moving. Yeah.
So it was like,
I mean, moving down.
So yeah, then it's like, almost one, maybe it's 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe 1:30. I don't know.
Right.
But they're like, all right, we're going to do a C-section then. I was like, okay. He said, but you're going to have to wait for a room to be available. And so, dude, I put on, the little fucking, he called it a bunny suit.
I mean, you know, that, like that a thing? Onesie.
Cause you got to go inside the surgery room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. He said, let me know if this doesn't fit you. I can get you a bigger one. He said, okay. And dude, it was like, it fit like just right.
Oh,
that's not a good just right. I'm talking about like I barely got it on. Like if I sit down,
enough.
I'm splitting this.
Yeah.
Like I'm surprised it actually I got it zipped up.
Right.
Like I like perfectly. Like I had to maneuver myself in order to put it on without it ripping.
Yeah.
But I got on. Yeah. And then we had to wait for the operating room, and that didn't come open until 3 o'clock.
Damn.
So a little before 3 o'clock, then we go to the operating room for the C-section. And then like, there was like, we're going to come and get you. We got to prep everything first. I was like, okay. And then, so I wait. And then like, when I walk in, like they have the curtain and stuff and they're about to like, you know,
she's already in there.
Oh, she's already in there. Yeah. 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 And they're about to start cutting and stuff. I was like, man, this is nuts. And then they're talking to her and say, oh, you're going to feel like a tug, you know, and you're going to feel, and I've seen the video of what a C-section is they cut the skin and then they take cut the nerves and then they take the muscles and they sort of like pull them apart.
Yeah.
Because you don't cut the muscles, you like pull them apart to make room. Anyway, and then when it was being cut out, and then Sherry was all like, hey, you know, when they take them, you know, go with them, you know. Go with them to the nursery and said, okay. And I was just thinking, I mean, it's weird. Cause I know my wife, you know, why wouldn't I stay with her? But I don't know this other guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if Adam,
he might be a dick.
Yeah. Why am I going with him? And like, I've been with, you know, me and Sherry been doing this since 5 a.m. that morning.
Oh yeah.
It was like fucking 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost 24 hours.
Yeah. But then like, yeah, you know, he started crying. I was like, man, that's him. He's crying. I hear him.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, so I went with him to the nursery, and then I was just, like, looking at him, and I was like, man. I was like, this is nuts.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's changed you?
Not yet.
No.
Maybe now
it is. The raising is going to be
I think so, yeah.
The rearing.
The response, yeah. Like, now it's not like, if he cries, you know, I got to figure out why, you know?
Yeah.
I can't, I'm not, I can't, like, oh, whatever, you know?
Like, just some kid crying.
Not my kid, yeah.
I was like, he's like, he cries. I said, all right, let's figure out what it is. Is it a diaper? You hungry? You know, you sleepy? What's going on, you know?
Want to go for a drive?
Yeah. Anyway, Sherry goes into a recovery room, and she has to be there for 2 hours before they release her to the just to stay in the regular room. And so it's almost like 5:30, and we're still going, you know?
Yeah.
And then we finally get to the...
Straight up over 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we finally get to the room about...
And she's been wide awake the whole time, right?
Tell me why I'm crying. Like, why is this affecting me so?
Yeah.
Jesus. It's a really intense...
Dude, and then... And then so we finally get to our room that we're going to be staying in at 6:30 in the morning. I was like, man, I don't know if I can even go to sleep now. It's fucking daytime.
Yeah.
You know? Night's over.
So now this is Wednesday morning.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, this is Thursday.
Thursday morning.
The 28th.
This is the third morning you've been in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You went in there Tuesday morning.
No, I went Tuesday evening.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So then I spent
all Wednesday
was labor. Was labor.
Yeah. Thursday morning is where we're at right now.
Yeah, Thursday morning.
6:30 a.m.
Yeah, he was born and we were...
And they're like, take a load off.
Yeah, yeah, we're in a room.
That's the 28th?
Yeah,
28th. What's the policy? Like, how long are you supposed to stay after?
After a C-section, they said 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I'm going to be here for a while. Yes. Yeah, but then her parents...
Did you take off work completely?
Yeah, yeah, I took off work, yeah. Yeah, for the couple days. But then her parents were coming in. I was like, yeah, I guess I'm not going to go to sleep today.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just stayed up like for 36 hours. I crashed at like 7 o'clock that night.
Nice.
It was all right though.
Yeah. Do you sleep good though?
Not that good. It's not very comfortable.
Yeah, shitty.
It's like a couch that you pull out.
Yeah.
But it's not pull out in the traditional way that folds. It just sort of slides.
Oh, and
he's like, here's a cardboard.
It's like
not
a cot.
Like, yeah, like a cot. Yeah, here's like a little board to put some pillows on. Yeah. It's all right though.
Yeah.
It's better than just sleeping on the couch.
And when you've been up for 36 hours, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful, I'm sure.
No, dude. The food there was bad, though.
Yeah?
I mean, no, for real. I mean, I know it's a cafeteria, and, like, I guess I just have higher standards for what food should be. But seriously, every time I order from there, I was like, man, I don't know what this is going to be. Like, I ordered an apple crisp. Mm. And what it was the apple pie filling in a little bowl with some oatmeal, you know, sprinkled on top.
What?
Yeah.
Like... Raw, like just dry oatmeal.
Maybe they toasted it a little, but
like,
yeah. But no, it was like I could
kind of like granola almost.
Yeah,
like,
not granola,
not even granola. No.
I could see the single little oats, you know.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a little cluster of oats like the like somebody individually.
Someone
the
counted those.
Oats, this one gets 6 oats. Seriously, dude. Ordering there. It was like fucking ordering from like the monkey's paw. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like making a wish with the monkey's paw. Yeah. Like you need to know exactly.
Like I was about to order.
Think about your words.
Yeah, yeah. Think of how bad could they fuck this up, you know?
Like an R.L. Stein book.
Yeah, yeah.
Like don't just make any wish.
What can they turn this into?
Shit might come true.
I was standing in line and I was like, a patty melt. That sounds good. How can they fuck up a patty melt? And then I see.
You see this bitch, Patty? Don't! Ah, I'm melting!
I see them make it. A ground beef patty comes from I have no idea where, but not a grill.
It just comes out.
Not a grill.
Floating.
And then it's set on top of a piece of bread. Then they put a slice of cheese and it runs through some sort of toast.
When you say a piece of bread.
Yeah.
You mean like a piece of bread or like a bun at least?
No, I think it's just bread, like sandwich bread.
Just bread.
Like 68 cents a loaf.
No, they don't.
Baird's.
They don't make their buns.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And it goes to like a Quiznos toaster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like one of those conveyor belt toaster things.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. So that's a patty
melt. That's a patty melt.
Okay. You got me there with the melt.
And there is a patty.
Yeah.
You got all the parts right, I guess. They're just check boxes out. The patty, melt, check,
got it.
Check.
Right. Apple,
there we go. Crisp. Check. That's hospital food, huh?
Yeah.
Like making a wish with a monkey's paw.
We like to be off and cry. 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 We like to beat off and cry.